Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked. Welcome back to another episode of Sterling Municipal Library's podcast, where we talk to you about books we would like to recommend.
And our guest today is Lisa Coker. I am so excited that she has decided to join us. She is one of the smartest people I know, so I could not wait to hear what she has to say about A Gentleman in Moscow.
Thanks, Les and Katie, longtime listener, first-time visitor. So I was really surprised and delighted by this book. It got really great reviews on Goodreads. Like, it was over 4.3.
Oh, wow.
So I figured, you know what, there's no way this is going to be good, because 9 times out of 10, you're always disappointed. So I check it out and download it from Access 360. I actually listened to the audiobook. And from the first few minutes, I was captivated all the way till to the end. I was waiting for you to ask me about the author. So I'll tell you, Amor Towles, T-O-W-L-E-S. I thought he was going to be this English professor kind of guy. He actually grew up in Boston. So he was in the United States his whole life. He has a couple of other historical novels. And he just fell in love with Russia and decided to write this novel. Mm-hmm. It actually opens in 1922, right after the Bolshevik Revolution. And I mean, if you've seen the movie, one of the movies, Anastasia, you know, and the aristocracy is all slaughtered. It's Vladimir Lenin and the common man and the labor party. And so what they do, and this actually happened, was they would take people that were enemies of the government, these aristocratic, in this case, a count, and they would either kill them or put them under house arrest somewhere. Mm-hmm. And so they had a trial for the count, Rostov, and put him under house arrest at the Hotel Metropole in Moscow. So that's why he's a gentleman in Moscow. So over 30 years during the tough days of Soviet Russia, he is stuck in this hotel. So the description sounds really bleak and awful, but it is not. It is one of the most delightful books I think I have ever listened to in my life. It's a little tricky, though. You have to really pay attention. It's like almost like a Jane Austen or one of those old Russian novel books where you the man is a wordsmith. Mm-hmm. He can take sentences and descriptions and just weave them into these amazing imaginative castles. So also, interestingly, when you're paying attention to things that happen early on, it pays off at the end of the book.
Okay.
So it's going to take a really dedicated listener or reader to slog through.
You mentioned it was an audiobook. How did you like the narrator?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that, Katie. It was beautiful. The guy, his name is Nicholas Guy Smith. I actually wrote his name down, so look for anything that he's narrated. There was a lot of dignity and humor to this character, and he really brought that to the story. When Chasley was talking about Louise Penny's Inspector Gamache series, that really is similar to the Count. He is so likable. Like, he's grown up in this world of privilege. He's never worked a day in his life. And then everything is stripped from him when he goes to this hotel. They can't even call him Count anymore. He's put in this little garret in the attic. Barely has space for anything. So he doesn't have spacious rooms anymore. And he ends up working as a waiter. But he's so kind to everyone. And in whatever social situation he encounters, and he gets in some really weird ones, they're hilarious. Mm-hmm. He always says the right thing. He's super gracious. He makes the other person feel at ease. He's like everything you want your main character in a novel to be. Mm-hmm. So I absolutely fell in love with him. And then, but of course, like in any good sitcom, you want a lot of good supporting characters. And the supporting characters in this novel are fabulous too. They're all really interesting. There's some intrigue, there's some mystery, there's big music theme throughout the whole thing. Also food, big into food, French cooking and wine and Casablanca, the movie Casablanca, always pays heavily in here. There's something for everyone.
So because there's so much mention of food, did it make you want to eat the whole time you were reading it?
Absolutely. And what was interesting, so during the, you know, everyone was really deprived, you know, going into the 30s. You know, they couldn't get anything to make fancy meals. So like some of the most interesting parts were how the chef would like use chicken, and he would substitute different spices that he could just find outside to make something fancy, like to make a veal or something, and how he substituted things. That was absolutely fabulous.
Interesting.
So the measurement of time, which I didn't really realize until I looked at the website, it starts with the description of his trial, and then the next scene is a day later, and then it's 2, 4, 6, 8 days later. It doubles. Mm-hmm. And then it gets about halfway through the book, and you're years between scenes. Oh. And then it starts compressing. So then going back the other direction, things happen closer together, which actually, I mean, in the way the story is set, the structure of the story, it makes total sense. Mm-hmm. The other interesting thing is each chapter is titled with something that starts with an A. And I read the author said, you know, it could be because my first name starts with an A, or Alexander, the Count's first name starts with an A, or it's just something I started doing. So if you read the book, I think you'll pick up on that.
It could be anything. Literary critics, enjoy.
I love to do this. I either go on Goodreads or Amazon, and even if I just read the titles of the 5-star and the lowest star reviews.
Yes, I like to do that too.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
So you know you will like this book if any of these 5 stolen but perfect review titles fit your bill. A witty retreat, leisurely, literary, and delightful, a reprieve amidst relentless negativity, a vacation for your mind, and the last one is, I already miss Count Alexander Rostov.
Aww.
Which was true. When this book ended, I kind of went through that, the doldrums. And you will know within 15 minutes of reading or listening to this book if you are going to want to continue, because it'll either be a painful slog, mm-hmm. or you will just feel like you
refreshed.
Have... Yes. I was going to say you were in a warm bath of water. But either way, you'll either love it or you'll hate it almost immediately.
So we're going to go into our game show portion, where we're going to play some music. And we're going to get to casting the main characters. So do you have any ideas about who would play this in a movie?
I have huge ideas because you know why, Katie?
Why?
I cheated. Okay, so there's this great site called Bookcaster. I really did my research. I was looking for Russian actors. I'm just not good at it. But I'll tell you, so on Bookcaster, people have cast their favorite books.
Yeah.
Their number one recommendation for the Count was Hugh Jackman, but then in the, which that was like 53%, but then down further, it was Ryan Gosling with a mustache. I could sort of see that.
He's very classy characters before.
And then there's Odrius, the bartender, Derek Jacobi. He's a Shakespeare kind of, he plays a lot of Shakespeare stuff, or I don't know. And then Anna, the actress, sort of the love interest, Kristen Scott Thomas.
Okay, so we're going to get to our rapid fire round where Leslie is going to start us off by asking a question.
Were there any animals in the book?
There was the most marvelous, mysterious one-eyed cat.
Who is your favorite character? I think that's easy.
The Count.
Okay.
How long did it take for you to finish this book?
5 days.
Wow, and an audiobook. That's pretty good.
It was long.
Yeah.
Okay, so it sounds like a lot of stuff happened to the Count, so I'm going to ask this question. Do the characters have the power to change their world?
They do, but it can't be a short answer because, like, it's interior. It's interior, so yes.
Okay.
But it's an interior change.
Okay.
Is the weather described very much in the book?
It's always cold.
And always snowing?
Okay. And always snowing.
So maybe a book to read during the summer.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to get to the game of chance where you're going to roll the dice and you're going to read the first sentence that pops up that matches.
1 hour later, as the Count bounced twice on his new mattress to identify the key of the bed springs, G sharp, he surveyed the furniture that had been stacked around him and reminded himself how, as a youth, he had longed for trips to France by steamship and Moscow by the overnight train.
That was a very good sentence.
I feel like you get a really good taste for the author's style just from that.
Yes.
It was actually paragraph size, so yeah, you really do.
And the idea that someone would bounce on a bed to figure out what note it was in.
And he would hit his head on the ceiling and always say, just so. Like everything was just as it should be.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, it was great to have you.
And stay tuned next week for more exciting book recommendations.